All right, let's paint a picture. It's a Tuesday morning, mid-February.
The worst kind of morning.
The absolute worst. And you're living somewhere in Westchester, say, White Plains, maybe Yonkers, or, you know, you're commuting out of Queens.
Right.
You step outside, and that air just hits you. It is freezing. You see your breath, the coffee's not working yet, and you glance at your watch. You're running, like, 10 minutes late.
Which is the universal standard for full-on morning panic mode.
Exactly. So you're already stressed, you get to your car, and it's just covered. 3 inches of that heavy, wet, almost concrete-like snow we get here.
Oh, I know that snow. It's not the fluffy stuff. It's the kind that basically turns into a brick overnight. It just bonds to the metal.
So you grab the scraper, you do the windshield because, well, you have to see. You do the side window, swipe a little porthole in the back window, but then you look up at the roof.
The map.
A literal mountain of white stuff. And you do that mental math. You think, you know what? I'm late. I'm cold. The wind will take care of it. You get in, you blast the heat, and you pull onto the Hutchinson River Parkway.
And right there, that's the exact moment a normal morning commute can turn into a game of Russian roulette.
And that's what we're digging into today. We've all seen it, that snow mohawk on the car ahead. But we're going to unpack why that isn't just lazy. It's a serious hazard, a massive legal liability, and frankly, a physics experiment that can go horribly wrong.
It really is. And we're looking at this through a very specific lens today, drawing on insights from the legal experts who deal with the aftermath, specifically the team at the law offices of Norman Gershon.
Right. So our mission is to unpack the aerodynamics of how a sheet of ice becomes a missile, the legal reality of duty of care, and what actually happens when that laziness causes a life-altering accident.
It's that hidden hazard just sitting right above your head.
So let's start with the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
Because I think people assume, oh, it's just snow, it's fluffy, it'll just blow away. Why isn't that true?
Yeah, if only it were that simple. The source material we looked at describes this very specific mechanism, and it's terrifyingly efficient. We are not talking about loose powder.
Okay.
In the Northeast, with our freeze-thaw cycles in New York and Westchester, that snow on the roof goes through a kind of metamorphosis.
Oh, so?
Think about it. You drive home in the snow, your car is warm, that engine heat radiates up and it melts the very bottom layer of snow, just a tiny bit.
Right.
Then you park for the night, the temperature plummets, that water refreezes. So now you don't have snow. You have a stratified, block-soft snow on top, but a hard, solid sheet of ice bonded to your roof.
So it's not a cloud, it's a laminate.
Right.
An ice sandwich.
Precisely. Now, bring in the physics. You get on the highway, say I-287 or the Taconic, you hit 50, 60 miles an hour. A car is designed to be aerodynamic, right? The air flows over the hood, up over the windshield.
Which is usually a good thing for gas mileage.
Usually, yeah. But with that slab of ice on the roof, that airflow becomes a weapon. It's actually similar to how an airplane wing works.
Okay, so you mean like Bernoulli's principle.
Exactly. The air rushing over the top of that ice slab moves faster than the air underneath it. Faster air means lower pressure on top, higher pressure pushing up from below. It creates lift.
So it doesn't just push it backward, it actually lifts it off the car.
It peels it off the roof like a sail. And once that front edge catches the wind, the whole sheet just comes off in one solid piece.
An airborne projectile. That's a heavy phrase. We're not talking about a snowball here.
No, we're talking about a solid sheet of ice, sometimes weighing 20, 30, even 40 pounds. And it's moving at 60 miles per hour relative to the ground.
Yeah.
Then it just decouples.
And the car behind them, me, minding my own business, is driving into it.
Right. The closing speed is massive. The kinetic energy transfer is enough to shatter safety glass like it's absolutely nothing.
The sources, they list some of the consequences, and it's not just a cracked windshield.
It's rarely just a crack. When a 30-pound slab hits your windshield at highway speeds, it just disintegrates. You're instantly blinded, covered in pulverized glass, ice shards, the risk of facial lacerations, eye injuries.
That's horrifying. Mm. Just the thought of being blinded at 60 miles an hour.
But the secondary effect is arguably even worse.
The panic response.
Exactly. You're driving blind on the Cross Bronx Expressway. Your instinct is to slam on the brakes or swerve, and now you've got a multi-car pileup. All because someone didn't want to spend 90 seconds brushing off their roof.
You mentioned SUVs, but there's a scenario here in the notes that seems even scarier, and it involves commercial trucks.
This is the nightmare scenario. Think about driving on the Major Deegan or the LIE. You're surrounded by 18-wheelers.
and their roofs are flat, they hold way more snow, and honestly, how often do you see a driver up there shoveling it off?
Exactly. It's a massive surface area for ice. But the real danger is potential energy. It's gravity. That ice is falling from 12, 13 feet in the air.
So it picks up speed on the way down.
By the time it hits the windshield of a sedan, it has gained a significant vertical velocity on top of the horizontal impact. It's like dropping a cinder block from a second-story window while moving at highway speed.
Wow. That paints a terrifying picture. It could crush the A-pillars on a smaller car.
It is incredibly dangerous, and the driver of the truck might not even know it happened. They just keep going, and there's chaos in their rearview mirror.
There's a timing factor here that I found really interesting. I always assumed the danger was greatest right during the storm.
You'd think so, but the thaw is actually the real danger zone.
How's that?
Well, think about the thermodynamics. At 6 a.m., right after a storm, that ice might be frozen solid to the metal, bonded. But then the sun comes up. The temperature rises from, say, 28 to 34 degrees.
And the driver has the heat blasting inside the car.
That's the catalyst. The roof warms from the inside out. It creates this thin film of water between the paint and the ice sheet. It's like a lubricant.
So the bond is broken. The ice is basically on a sled.
The friction is gone. The source material points out that late morning and afternoon commutes are specifically hazardous for this exact reason, that ice is primed to fly.
So we've established the physics. It's violent. It's dangerous. I want to pivot to the accountability side. Because I get hit by a sheet of ice on the hutch, I'm not just going to shrug and say, oh, bad luck.
And you shouldn't. This is where we leave physics and enter the legal world of negligence. You asked if this is just an accident. Legally, the answer is almost always no.
Okay, unpack that. What does the law in New York actually say? Is there like a specific snow removal act?
It falls under a much broader umbrella called duty of care. Basically, the moment you get behind a wheel, you have a legal obligation to operate your vehicle in a way that doesn't endanger others.
So that's not just about, you know, looking where you're going.
No. The experts at the law offices of Norman Gershon make it crystal clear that duty extends to the condition of your vehicle. If you fail to clear that snow and that failure causes an injury, you are liable. The harm is foreseeable.
But I'm sure the insurance companies have a different story.
Hmm.
I mean, can't the other driver just say, hey, it was a storm, it was an act of God?
Oh, that is exactly what they'll say. It's the standard defense playbook. They'll argue it was an unavoidable emergency or just bad weather. They try to sever the link between the driver's laziness and the crash.
They just want to minimize the payout.
But always. Their goal is to pay zero. They'll claim you were tailgating or that you overreacted. They will do anything to shift the blame away from their client's negligence.
Which brings us back to that. It wasn't the wind. It was the fact the driver left the ammunition on the roof in the first place.
Exactly. But you have to prove it. And that's the tricky part. The weapon, the ice, it melts.
That's a huge problem. By the time police arrive, the evidence is a puddle.
It is. This is why the notes from the Gershon firm say that dash cam footage is just, it's huge.
It seems like the absolute gold standard.
Yeah, it really is. If you have video of the ice lifting off that car and hitting yours, it's very hard to argue with. But witness testimony is also key. And in serious cases, accident reconstructionists can even prove where it came from.
So let's say you're hurt. Your car is a wreck. And the insurance company is giving you the runaround. This feels like the moment where you need someone who is not afraid of a fight.
This is where your choice of lawyer becomes the single most important decision you can make. And the source material highlights the law offices of Norman Gershon for a reason.
Let's talk about him. The profile here is, well, it's impressive.
It is. He's been doing this for over 35 years in the NYC metro area. But the phrase that really stood out to me was that he is the lawyer other attorneys call.
That says a lot. Why would another lawyer call him?
Because not all lawyers are trial lawyers. Many want a quick settlement. But when a case is tough, when the insurance company is refusing to pay what a case is worth, other lawyers bring in Norman Gershon to actually take it to trial.
There's a quote here from a client in Queens. They said, he's a beast in the courtroom, brilliant and relentless.
A beast in the courtroom. Think about what that means. That's exactly what you want when you're facing a massive insurance company. You want someone they fear.
And why does fear matter in a legal negotiation?
Because leverage comes from the threat of a trial. If an insurance company knows your lawyer will just settle for a lowball offer, that's all you'll get. If they know your lawyer is Norman Gershon, who will stand in front of a jury and explain the physics, the negligence, everything, the settlement offers go way up.
And he clearly goes to trial. We have some numbers here that are just Staggering.
These are jury verdicts. Look at Betancourt v. NYCTA. That was a $16.5 million verdict.
$16.5 million. And that's against the Transit Authority.
A government entity. They are incredibly difficult to sue. Beating them for that much shows a level of sophistication that is just. It's rare.
Then there's Carmona v. Ester Transportation, Inc., a $3 million verdict. And Yurkovich v. Zipin, $2.5 million.
These aren't just small wins. These are life-changing amounts of money.
But what do those numbers actually represent? It's not just a lottery win.
No, absolutely not. That money is for life care plans, for future surgeries, for lost wages because someone can't work anymore. It's for pain and suffering. They're making sure the victim is covered for life.
And what about the cost? I mean, I assume hiring a lawyer's lawyer is expensive.
Technically, yes, but it doesn't come out of your pocket. It's the no win, no fee promise. It's a contingency fee. You only pay if they win your case.
So it completely removes the financial risk for the victim.
Exactly. It levels the playing field. It gives the average person in Westchester, the Bronx, the same firepower as a multi-billion dollar insurance company.
So let's make this practical. The worst happens. You're driving in Manhattan, bam, ice comes off a truck, you're injured. What's the immediate action plan?
Speed is absolutely key. Like we said, the evidence literally melts.
Right, the weapon disappears.
So step one, get medical attention immediately. Your health is number one, but you also need that medical record connecting the injury to the accident right away.
Okay, step two.
Document everything. If you can, take pictures, your car, the shattered glass, and try to get a picture of the roof of the other car if they stopped.
What if there's ice on the road?
Photograph it before it melts. Put a coin or your foot next to it to show the scale. Prove it wasn't just powder.
Witnesses.
Crucial. Get names, get numbers. You need someone else to back up your story that the ice came from that specific vehicle.
And then?
Then you call the firm.
Yeah.
You need legal protection before the insurance companies start calling you. And they will call you.
Trying to get a recorded statement.
Exactly. They are fishing. Never, ever give a recorded statement without your lawyer. Just call the law offices of Norman Gershon. The number is 945-485-1444.
That's 914-485-1444.
Yeah.
And really, don't wait. You shouldn't have to pay for someone else's carelessness.
It really comes down to prevention. I want to circle back to what you said at the beginning about the social contract of driving.
It's a powerful idea. We all share the road.
We do. When you get behind the wheel, you're trusting that the person coming the other way isn't texting, isn't drunk, and hasn't left a 50-pound ice block on their roof.
Hmm.
It's a betrayal of that trust.
It takes, what, 5 minutes?
Probably less. 5 minutes to prevent a tragedy. 5 minutes to avoid a lawsuit that could cost millions. It's just startling that so many people skip it.
They do. And when that physics experiment goes wrong, you need to know there's recourse.
You have to. If that contract is broken, you need a way to fight back. You need someone who knows the system better than the insurance companies do.
Well, this has definitely made me rethink my morning rush. I am buying a much longer scraper for my car. No more excuses.
Good call. A telescoping brush. Best $20 you'll ever spend.
Thank you for taking us through this. It's so much more complex than just bad weather.
It always is. But the takeaway is simple. Clear your roof. And if someone else doesn't and you get hurt, get the right help.
Absolutely. One last time for everyone listening in Westchester, NYC, and the whole area. If you're injured in a snow-related crash, don't face the insurance companies alone. Call the lawyer they fear. Call Norman Gershon.
The number is 914-485-1444. Stay safe out there. Keep those roofs clear, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.